Prince is able to capture feeling, the feelings of authentic experiences in sound. What does this mean for our healing, for our confrontation with the abuse of class, for our confrontation with a lot of feelings that have been suppressed, and our understanding them authentically and waking up? This feels true, that Prince feels for us, captures lived, authentic experience in sound and plays it back to us to help us remember what that felt like. He honors what the body says, what the body feels. He honors our experience in our bodies. He listens, and we've been trained not to, so he's had to model this for us. Never got much thanks for that, did he? For other things, you know, his stunning physical beauty, his stunning musicality, his poetry, but for that huge gift he was sent here to give, which required all of those other things. I never heard him being given thanks for that, but I'm the wrong one to ask, given how closeted I seem to have been under a rock, it feels like sometimes, to have missed this man. Prince's work of explanation of his method, the Rainbow Children, cannot but help us with the questions we've raised today. I suspect we shall have to see that in creating it, Prince is inviting us into a mystery where echoes meet echoes in the great hall of the communal mind. The Rainbow Children, my son tells me, there's no point in trying to discuss or interpret or fully understand until we've listened to all of it. So we're going to wait to engage with Prince on this until we've listened to the whole of it. I'll be posting the lyrics as we go with each show. I played last week the Rainbow Children. This morning, the one we played just before the show was Muse to the Pharaoh. So those lyrics are posted. I'll be posting them right above our reading of Proudhon.